you've conducted quite a few operas with this company. What do you enjoy about working with Utah Opera?
Utah Opera is has a real family feel. The daughter of the original founder, Michelle Peterson, still works here. Christopher Macbeth, who's the artistic and general manager, is a wonderful friend, and they create a wonderful atmosphere. Opera is an art form that is best made by a family. You become very intimate with your cast members in a very short period of time. And in an opera like The Barber of Seville, ensembles predominate. So singing together is absolutely the most important thing. And Utah Opera creates this atmosphere where one can do one's job the best. And the second thing Utah Opera does is they hire the absolutely greatest singers they can find. They hire absolute superstars that are great singers, often on the way up before they reach international stardom. It's a fabulous place to work. And it's in Salt Lake City, one of the most beautiful cities in the world, I think.
What do you think accounts for the immense popularity of The Barber of Seville after 200 years?
The Barber of Seville is, first of all, a very funny play. It is a character comedy, but it's also a situation comedy. It's a bunch of funny, ridiculous people in funny situations revolving around a very tender love story. So there are lots of situations that go wrong that are saved at the very last minute by the very intelligent, witty, hardworking barber. And then you have some of the greatest, funniest music ever written by Rossini, who was a genius. Rossini must have been a wonderful person to be around. From all accounts, he was a wonderful human being, funny, generous, good friend, gourmand. He loved to eat. And so he loved having a good time. And you can see this, you can hear it and feel it in his music. It's like a big pot of boiling pasta on your stove that's about to boil over, and it's in this constant state of suppressed excitement.
What are the musical challenges of this opera for the singers, for the orchestra, and for you as the conductor?
Well, Rossini literally had the greatest singers in the world at that time at his disposal. Very virtuosic singing was the style of the day. And as I said, Utah Opera has assembled this terrific cast that are capable of accomplishing these athletic feats of bel canto virtuosic singing. It's tremendous, and you have to study for years to be able to do this, and also you have to have the right kind of physiognomy, the right kind of voice to be able to do this. So just getting the right people assembled is a challenge. Then, as I said, it's an ensemble opera. So having all these great singers do exactly the same thing musically at the same time is a challenge. But we have such marvelously trained musicians and singers today, and I'm not separating those, but the art of singing is such a specific art form, and the musical values are so high in these operas, to have these great singers perform together so precisely can often be a challenge. But I'm happy to say we have a cast that enjoys this challenge. The music for the orchestra is equally as challenging. Rossini loved a kind of minimalist. He started minimalism long before Philip Glass ever did. This minimalist kind of repetitive phrase, which is very virtuosic, and it creates a kind of excitement that brings you almost to the point of exhaustion before there's a musical climax. And the solos, the woodwind solos in the orchestra, the famous Rossini crescendo, which are these passages of, again, they start out very suppressed excitement. There's this kind of tantric long crescendo, and then this enormous musical climax. He was a genius, and he also knew how to keep this repetitiveness going, but he also knew exactly when to change it, when to introduce a new key, when to introduce a new motive, when to completely change the musical style or the musical color. Rossini was an absolute comic genius and filled with melody. He never stopped writing. Even his accompaniment patterns are filled with beautiful melody.
Well, thanks, Maestro, and good luck with the production.
Thank you. It's a joy to be here, Eric, and I love Salt Lake City, and I love Utah Opera, and I love our cast. See you there.
All right.